Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Megan Lynch, KMOX News. There's a cold weather advisory in place until noon. Some places could see wind chills as low as 20 below zero. Experts say frostbite can happen on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. So use caution while traveling. Wear appropriate clothing, a hat and gloves when doing anything outside, and protect outdoor animals. Dress in layers if you have to go outside. If you heard a loud boom outside your house the last couple of nights, it was likely a frost quake.
The more commonly reported when we get these super cold Arctic air masses that come down and the temperatures are hovering in the single digits.
Senior meteorologist Fred Glass with the National Weather Service in St. Louis says if water gets under rock and soil and freezes, it will expand.
Those forces and stresses are going to be basically transferred outward, and a lot of times they're manifested as you know, those booming sounds.
Glass says he's never heard of frost quakes causing damage to property. Not many details at this point, but there's police tape surrounding a Collinsville driveway this morning. We've been told a shooting happened in the 1300 block of Olive before dawn. That's on the east side of Collinsville. Since the Missouri Highway Patrol no longer gives out crash victims' names publicly, we don't know his name, but KMOX has learned a bit about the person killed in the early Monday morning crash on eastbound 270 in North St. Louis County. Troopers say the 34-year-old Florissant man was a pedestrian in the lanes of traffic near an overturned Chevy Blazer. An oncoming car hit the Blazer and knocked it into the man, killing him. Troopers say the driver of the car, a 41-year-old St. Louis man, taken by ambulance to a hospital for treatment of major injuries. A car chase became something more over the weekend in Maryland Heights.
Early Saturday morning, Maryland Heights police spotted two stolen Kias and pursued them into a dead-end street. According to Police Chief Bill Carson, both cars were spike stripped, and while one vehicle was ditched, the driver of the other vehicle swerved into an officer.
The officer was hit. He was thrown into the air. He was thrown against a parked vehicle and landed on the pavement.
Shortly before impact, that officer and others opened fire on the driver, striking him. The driver, only described as a juvenile, sustained life-threatening injuries, and the other driver, also a juvenile, was arrested. Chief Carson could not say how many times he was shot. The officer has been released from the hospital. Formal charges against the two juveniles are still pending. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The St. Louis County Council considering a bill that would no longer empower members to remove County Executive Sam Page, but instead his department heads. KMOX asked the county executive for his thoughts.
I think it's just as ridiculous as the one that was abandoned.
Page says the council should focus on the use tax and regional police academy instead of taking power from voters. Those same voters would have to approve the county council's new bill if they pass it. As you heard on CBS News, President Trump has made good on a promise that he would pardon or commute the sentences of many, if not all, of the January 6th rioters who stormed the Capitol 4 years ago.
That does not prevent Congress from doing further investigations. It simply prevents any criminal prosecution of those Biden family members who received a pardon.
KMOX legal analyst Brad Young on former President Biden's last official move of pardoning many members of his family who were alleged to have profited from peddling influence. The former president felt the need to do this because President Trump had made some threats in the past.
Correct. In fact, I believe in the signing statement for the pardons, President Biden specifically stated that this was to prevent any sort of political retribution against members of his family.
Then last night, President Trump signed the order on the January 6th rioters.
The ramifications or the consequences of the pardons issued by President Trump will be an examination of whether any violent individuals received pardons or commutations. And if that's the case, I think that combined with what we saw rather in the waning moments of the Biden presidency of his pardons, there's going to be an examination as to the length and breadth of the pardon power that is given to the president under the Constitution.
Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
WashU researchers have released a big new study on the potential benefits of those popular weight loss drugs. KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer reports.
This local study was published in the journal Nature Medicine. It concludes new generation weight loss drugs, including Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro, may protect against dementia, cardiovascular diseases, and alcohol addiction. Still, medical experts are warning against seeing the medications as miracle drugs. The study also found these drugs could lead to an increased risk of kidney, pancreas, and gastrointestinal problems. The drugs, which first came on the market about a decade ago, combat obesity and related conditions by mimicking the function of a hormone that secretes insulin, slows down the emptying of the stomach, and suppresses appetite. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
the KMOX Business Desk, an anti-poverty group claims the rich are getting richer.
Oxfam International says the wealth of the world's billionaires grew three times faster in 2024 than in 2023. The group also predicts the world will have at least five trillionaires over the next decade, while 44% of the global population, 3.6 billion people, live in poverty. Oxfam timed the release of its report to coincide with the Trump inauguration, which several billionaires attended. Oxfam is calling on governments to tax the richest to reduce inequality and extreme wealth and to, in its words, dismantle the new aristocracy. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.